Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today, we will be joined by Tara Galad of Vitality Bowls. Today's show is brought to you by Social Joey, VetFran, and FranSuite. FranSuite is a cloud-based digital marketing platform designed to help a franchise grow. FranSuite empowers a franchisor to enable franchise success and say goodbye to digital ads launched by your franchisees that don't live up to brand standards. You can launch brand-approved creative on Instagram, Facebook, and Google search in just a few clicks and control how your brand is being used. You'll collaborate and communicate across the entire system like never before, with visibility into real-time performance and increased awareness with your local customers, which means more traffic and more sales. If your franchise uses an agency to launch local ads but struggles to get access to real-time performance data, then FranSuite is also for you. See it in action at fransuite.com. That's fransuite.com, FranSuite.com. Tara Galad is the founder of Vitality Bowls, and she joins us right now on Social Geek Radio. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. I want to learn all about Vitality Bowls and what you guys are up to for the year 2020. But first, give us a little bit of your background. Where did you start and how did you get into this crazy industry?
Yeah, good question. So, I've got a background in entrepreneurship. I had started two other businesses. And the reason I started Vitality Bowls is because my daughter was born with severe food allergies. And I was making all her baby food at home. I was blending fruits and vegetables and trying to come up with unique ways to get different foods in her that taste good. And I started trying to source other superfoods from other countries. And by doing that, it literally just morphed into my husband saying, Tara, you need to start a business. You need to do this. These smoothies you're making are amazing. And the way you're creating these items for her. And so we set out on a quest to get a menu and started, you know, training ourselves on how to open a restaurant. And about 9 months later, we opened our first restaurant. And, down the street from our house, we knew the market, we knew the area. We didn't have any really healthy options. And we wanted to create an environment where we could have some powerful superfoods that we could share with our community, but also creating every dish in an allergy-safe manner. And 5 months later, we opened our second. A year later, we opened our third. In 2015, 2014, we started franchising. And now here we are. We've got 146 locations coming. We've got 76 of those open. And we're excited for 2020. We're growing in new markets. We're in 17 states now. And we want to try to reach out to every community and give every community the option to have our healthy food.
That's amazing growth in only 5 years since you started franchising. And I want to ask you more about that growth and that rocket ship growth. But going back to starting the brand and starting the business, you know, it's so funny. I hear this all the time on this podcast, and you know, when we're at the IFA and with other people in franchising, the origin story so often starts as someone had a need. Maybe it was, like in your case, a personal need for your family, and you weren't able to find someone who was doing exactly what you needed to do. So you filled the gap and built a business out of it.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you know, what we realized is going to other restaurants that they weren't following allergy. And when we asked, you know, hey, these are my daughter's food allergies, can you prepare something that's safe? They would say, oh, sorry, everything's cross-contaminated back there. And we realized, you know, there's a huge community out there that has allergies, intolerances, or even preferences.
Yeah.
And a lot of these allergies can kill you. You know, some have celiac, it'll put you in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And so we really looked at it and said, God, we can create a restaurant that we can focus on allergy safety and we can serve healthy food. We could have served any food really, right? But we wanted to make sure that whatever we're putting in my daughter was packed with nutrients and vitamins and healthy. And it was interesting because a lot of the fruits in America, she was allergic to, and every fruit that we sourced from other countries, she wasn't allergic to. So it was very interesting. And looking at the different superfoods in other countries, how much healthier they are and how many more amino acids and antioxidants and vitamins and all these great, powerful ingredients are in these other superfoods. So it was really a quest to create the ultimate superfood cafe in an allergy safe manner.
I love that. The ultimate.
So there was a need cafe. And there's nothing. Yeah. And there was nothing like that in our area. There wasn't really anything like that anywhere. And we started perfecting the menu and growing the menu. And yes, it's evolved quite a bit after the last 8 or 9 years. And we're looking at doing some more menu innovation here in 2020. And yeah, we really want to just maintain and be ahead and become the ultimate superfood cafe. We've got some knockoffs, but nobody does it like us. And we're really proud about what we're offering to our customers.
If you've got knockoffs, it just means someone thinks you're going in the right direction and they're going to ride the wave right after you. That's absolutely fine. So what I love about that is you had to see that it's not just your family. There has to be hundreds of thousands or millions of other people out there that have similar allergies or other situations where they want the type of food that you're preparing. And the fact that you've opened, what did you say, 76 franchise locations in 5 years? That's amazing.
Thank you. You know, we're lucky to have found incredible franchisees who believe in Vitality Bowls and what we're serving and are passionate about it. And, you know, we're lucky that they looked at it and said, yes, we need this in our community and we want a Vitality Bowls in our community. And so we've just been very lucky in finding incredible franchisees who want to bring our superfoods to their hometown.
And I'm guessing when you're talking to prospective franchise partners out there, this is not a generic invest in a business kind of thing. This is definitely something for people who are really passionate, as you said, about this type of food and preparation.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the one thing we look for in each franchisee is we want to make sure they're passionate about what we're doing. And we're on a quest to bring healthy superfoods to every community in an allergy-safe manner. And we really need them to believe in that. You know, our franchisees believe in the food we're serving. They believe in our ingredients. They believe in our mission. And that's what we look for. And that's just a must when, you know, choosing to move forward with any franchisee, because they're the biggest ambassadors for us. And they're the only ones that can help us bring to the communities, but they have to believe in what we're doing. And so we've been blessed to find just incredible, you know, husband, wife, couple, mother, son, father, daughter, you know, brothers, you know, incredible families that have come in and just really help Vitality Bowls continue to grow. We're small, so our franchisees really get involved in our company, which is amazing. And they are so talented that we're able to work with them on many different things. Whatever we do, we talk to them about it. We get their feedback. We get their input. They come up with new recipes. They come up with maybe a new software to implement. They're really helping us to spearhead and move the company forward. I always feel like the power of numbers, right? And we're the kind of franchise that really involves our franchisees in decision-making and gets their feedback so that we can make better decisions moving forward.
I think that's like a not really well-known secret in franchising. Is, you know, everybody's so focused on follow my program. But if part of that program can be developed by the people who are actually out there across the country, I think it makes it a lot easier for other people to follow it when they see the results. And frankly, when they see the passion of the other franchisees who are really involved in what you're doing, that's got to also help. keep your brand message and your brand voice really consistent across all of these locations, especially when you're growing as fast as you guys are.
Yeah.
Any other things you're doing to keep that voice consistent and keep that branding consistent across all of these new locations?
You know, it's about communication. And so we really try to have a lot of communication with our franchisees. We have monthly calls. We do monthly newsletters. We have regional calls. It's all about that communication. We send a lot of memos. We send ideas. You know, if we're recreating, for example, we're just in the process of recreating our to-go menus and our catering menus. We've sent them to our franchisees, asked them to edit it, asked them to give us feedback, things like that. You know, and then in terms of really sticking with the brand messaging, you know, it's about finding those that are passionate and believe in our message. And it's easier for them to go ahead and obviously promote that and be the best brand ambassadors they can be. But we do inspections and we do weekly calls with our franchisees and reminding and trainings and things like that to make sure that, you know, everybody knows the process and the policies moving forward.
So we outside want
consistency
of the
across.
Got it. So outside of the internal messaging and communication with franchisees, how are you keeping everything consistent with social media and maybe some other types of messaging and marketing that that potential customers could see as well? You know, Facebook, Instagram, that kind of thing.
Well, I surely can't take credit for any of that, but I've got a great team that does that.
That's the right answer, though. You've got to have the right people in the right place, not just the founder doing everything, especially the size you're at now.
That's right. And social media is not my expertise, but I do. I have a great team on that, and we even outsource. We have an incredible PR company, All Points PR, that we work with, and they help us a lot with our social media. And then, you know, this is a family business. And a few years ago, we were lucky enough to be able to afford my incredibly talented sister-in-law. And she is our director of PR and marketing. And she's got a master's in PR. She worked for a lot of companies in San Francisco. And being able to finally pull her over really was a game changer for our company. And she came on board about, I don't know, a little over 3 years ago.
So, it sounds
I've got
like
a great team and they handle all of that.
Great. It sounds like you've got a pretty heavy importance in your mind anyway, even though you claim it's not your area of expertise. You see the importance of social media and other types of digital marketing. And anything else you're doing there that that really is kind of jumping out for 2020?
Yeah, you know, we're working on a lot of new campaigns. We're working on a lot of promotions. We put a lot of emphasis these last couple of years on increasing and building our loyalty program and our app. And so that's been a huge way for us to run promotions and communicate. We do a lot of promotions on social media, asking customers to download our app, and then we give them wonderful incentives to do that. And that's been a great way that we're able to communicate. I mean, social media is the future. We all know that. We can't be left behind. And we're doing everything we can to stay on trend and be on brand with what's going on there in the market.
Excellent. So as we wrap up today, think about some advice that you would maybe want to give to other founders of or franchisors, especially of for someone who's maybe just starting out now and they're really trying to grow maybe as fast as you guys have, but they're trying to grow a lot in 2020. We'll put it that way. Any sort of advice or takeaways you would like to give those folks today?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is really stay true to yourself and true to your mission. Stay with that and, you know, don't veer off. Don't cut corners on quality. Don't cut corners on, you know, the way you treat employees and team members. Really stay true to your mission and stay on track. And I think if you stay on track and you believe wholeheartedly in what you're doing, you believe in your company, you're passionate, that's the recipe for success. I firmly believe that if you're passionate about what you're doing, there's no reason you won't be successful. And if you stay on your path, on what you set out to do, that would be my biggest recommendation to everybody.
Excellent. I think that's how you're going to stay ahead of those knockoffs that are coming after you too, right?
Sure. Yeah, I sure. Absolutely.
Well, we look forward to seeing some more incredible growth this year. Any other big, exciting plans for 2020 that you're working on now?
Yeah, you know, we are. We've hired a company, Culinary Edge. We're very excited about it. They're going to come in and really look at our menu and see if they have any recommendations or changes. And we may be adding some exciting new things. We may be removing some. We're really looking at what our top sellers are, our low sellers. And that's going to be a big focus for us this year. We're also looking at implementing some technology in the kitchen that can help us with speed and getting food out, not cutting corners, not cutting quality, but really focused on technology to help us so that we can reduce our customer wait time. You know, as minimum wage continues to rise, we've got to look at how we can do things faster in the kitchen versus adding more team members on each shift. And those are kind of our focuses this year, and retention. We're doing everything we can to retain our team members, to make it a great culture, to make sure that our employees don't leave for a dollar more somewhere else.
Yeah, right.
It's a very competitive market, very competitive.
Yeah.
So right now we're just doing everything we can to retain.
All across the country, we hear that with every franchise system. It's so hard to hold on to great talent because of this economy we're in right now. So being that employer of choice is I think the path to success in 2020. So good for you guys. We'll be back in just a moment with some contact information. But first, a quick note. Social Geek Radio is a proud supporter of the International Franchise Association's VetFran program. For nearly 30 years, VetFran has been the bridge between the franchise and veteran communities, educating veterans about entrepreneurship, encouraging franchisors to commit to veterans, and advocating for veteran franchisees. The program has nearly 600 corporate members and operates a national network of veteran franchisees supported by public and private sector partners. Learn more about VetFran at VetFran.org. Tara, thanks so much for joining me today. If our listeners would like to learn more about Vitality Bowls, where can we send them?
Yeah, I mean, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we are on Twitter. So you can go to Vitality Bowls on Facebook, and we also have a website, VitalityBowls.com. You can find all of our information, any franchise information on our franchise page. There's our corporate phone numbers on there, corporate email. You can also send the information to info@vitalitybowls.com or any questions. And we'd be happy to hear from anybody.
Excellent. We will have links to all of those places at socialgeekradio.com so people can find you easily. And thanks for the chat today. Really enjoyed meeting you, and we'll see you down the road.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.